Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Headspace Studios. Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace. So a few days back, I was listening to a story about a very elderly artist, a painter, and he was being asked about sort of his life's journey. I think he was already in his 90s. And he was being asked sort of about the creative aspect of his journey, but also the idea of success and fame. His job was not about what people thought of the painting. It was about the act of painting itself. I thought what a beautiful idea that is. And, you know, if we look at it through the lens of mindfulness, it really applies equally to anything and everything we do in life. You know, there's a very fixed idea, I think, for most of us as to what defines success and what defines failure. And we may feel after a certain event that we might look back retrospectively and try and judge that in some way as either successful or as having failed. But that's really sort of just commentary, right? It's just additional story around the event. It doesn't really have any basis in fact. And even if we are able to judge it, it's relative to that moment. We may look back at what we once thought was a success 10 years later. We may think, oh, wow, actually, that was maybe not the turn I was after in life. We may look back at something that didn't go well, that at the time we thought was a failure. And yet, if we look back and think, wow, that really set me off in a positive direction. Regardless of what it is, we are tempted to judge, whether it's our meditation practice, whether it's a particular skill or something that we enjoy doing in our life, whether it's our work, whether it's our relationships. I think it's really important that as much as possible, we don't get into that commentary, that judgment in the mind of success and failure. From a meditation point of view, we can say sort of things simply are as they are in this moment. And we could, if we were tempted, to sort of say, well, yeah, but I don't know, my relationship didn't work out. Surely that has to be a failure. Well, we could give it that commentary. We could look at it in that way. But I think without all the facts, we don't really understand whether it's a failure or not. And only with time can we really assess the meaning and the purpose that that event had in our life. And once we strip away any idea of success in failure, instead we get to a point where we are simply being present with one moment after the next, just watching life unfold. Of course, playing our part in it, but equally a sense of ease, a greater sense of freedom. When we get to that point, I think life just feels a lot lighter. It feels like there's a lot more space in life, a lot more space to move, and a greater sense of freedom. So as much as possible, as I say, when you realise, when you catch yourself getting caught up in those judgments in the mind, what's success, what's failure? Maybe just letting that concept go, because that's all it is. It's a concept. It's a storyline in the mind. Admittedly, kind of society might sort of play into that storyline, but that doesn't make it any more true. It's still just a storyline in our mind. As much as possible, just showing up from one moment to the next. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Hi, everyone. It's Dora. If you like Radio Headspace, I have a feeling you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring each mindfulness teacher from Radio Headspace and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering your questions and sharing our unique perspectives on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, friends.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.